This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Got milk? You know, probably, arguably, the dairy industry's best ad slogan ever. How about got cheese? That do anything for you? Americans are eating record amounts of cheese, but dairy farmers still have plenty of the base product, milk, of course, left over. Enter then Dairy Management Incorporated, a quasi-government trade group whose mission is to find a use for all that extra milk, cheese, and butter. Enter also the fast food chain Taco Bell. Clint Rennie wrote about him from Bloomberg Business Week. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kai. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me, would you, first of all, about dairy in America. We are making oh so much cheese, butter, and milk.
Cheese in particular has really been taking off. It was at about 15 pounds per person in the 70s, and it has more than doubled. It's now up to 35 pounds average amount per person per year, which, you know, breaks down to about a pound and a half a week.
Wow.
Interestingly, though, a lot of the other dairy has not been doing quite as well. Milk in particular has done the exact opposite of cheese. They're churning out a whole lot more milk than they ever have in the past, and now the farmers have to find something to do with it. They have an oversupply, and so they've been literally dumping it into the ground.
That milk-cheese divide, which I think is the first time that phrase has ever been used on this program, it is not just happenstance. I mean, there is an active effort to get Americans to eat more cheese.
Exactly. I think that the industry realized that cheese basically sells itself, although it could do a lot better if it had a little, I guess let's call it a gray eminence, working behind the scenes to encourage more sales. And that's exactly what Dairy Management Inc. does.
Well, tell me about them. You call them the Illuminati of cheese. Tell me about that.
They are effectively a marketing creation of the USDA. They do get a little bit of our tax dollars, but the bulk of their budgets actually come from the producers. So the farmers and producers pay 15 cents for every 100 pounds of dairy that they sell.
Huh. The through line of this piece is the Dairy Management Group actually sending people into Taco Bell, right, to help them create and invent and perfect the quesalupa.
This quesalupa was an item that Taco Bell had been trying to develop for about a decade. And so for them to feel like they needed to bring in a PhD chemist to find a way to create this item, they had tried a lot of things, some of them more hilarious than others. They at one point effectively just folded a quesadilla in half, and consumers weren't terribly pleased with that. I think the word that was used was lame. But
that's a technical marketing term.
Yeah, so that one kind of flopped, and then they just kind of went back to the basics. They took shredded cheese and they stuck it in the middle of two tortillas and just closed the sides off and then deep fried it, of course.
Of course. Taco Bell is not alone in its cheesiness. Almost all the other big fast food brands are going heavy into cheese because Americans like to eat cheese.
Yeah, exactly. I think if you want to look for sort of an impetus for dairy management's movement into all of these other companies as well, it was Pizza Hut back in the 90s when the stuffed crust pizza came out. That was effectively their first partnership that they did with a fast food company, and people loved it. And in fact, they made $300 million more dollars that year just from selling stuffed crust pizza.
A word here about caloric intake, because, you know, cheese is good and gooey and all that jazz, but it doesn't do much for your waistline.
Yeah, lots of saturated fat, lots of cholesterol, and that's been one of the big complaints that DMI has had against its promotional efforts. They have responded to the criticism, I think, as best as they can, but I mean, at root, cheese is just cheese, and one of the reasons I think people love it so much is because of the fat content.
Mm-hmm. Clint Rennie contributes to Bloomberg Business Week. His piece is called "The Mad Cheese Scientists Fighting to Save the Dairy Industry." Clint, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.